Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. Today, we're doing something a little different. We're diving into a wonderful short story called The Chipmunk School Bus Adventure.
That's right. It might sound simple, but it's packed with really great ideas about working together and being creative.
Our mission today, to explore this fun story and see what cool lessons we can find inside, especially about making things and solving problems as a team.
Okay. So the story happens in a place called Acorn Valley, and the chipmunks there, they love learning things like net counting.
Oh, important stuff.
Very important. Mm. And leaf history, and even berry science. They were very focused on their schoolwork.
But there was a bit of a snag, wasn't there? A problem with getting to school.
A big problem. School wasn't nearby. It was way, way up high and the tallest oak tree in the valley.
Wow, the tallest tree. So climbing all that way, that must have been hard work every single day.
Oh, incredibly hard. The story says the climb was exhausting. Imagine tiny chipmunk legs going all that way up. It made them tired before school even started.
Yeah, not a great way to start your day of learning. It sounds like a real challenge they needed to solve.
Exactly. And that's when one clever chipmunk named Chippy had a brilliant idea.
Ah, here comes the solution. What did Chippy suggest?
Chippy looked at all the tired little faces and said, basically, hey, what if we don't climb? What if we build a bus? A chipmunk-style school bus.
A chipmunk school bus. Okay, I love it. So instead of going up, they decided to figure out how to travel across the ground.
Precisely. You work with what you have, right? They couldn't move the school, and they couldn't fly, so Chippy thought, let's change how we travel.
Okay, let's really get into this. Building a bus out of things you find in the forest? That sounds super creative. What kinds of things did they use?
Well, this is the really fun part. They used things lying all around them. Big, crunchy leaves became the walls and roof of the bus.
Crunchy leaves. Okay, I can picture that. What about wheels?
For wheels. Simple. They found sturdy twigs. Perfect little round wheels.
Twigs for wheels.
Yeah.
Nice. And where did the little chipmunks sit?
This is maybe the best part. They used acorn caps. Turned upside down, they made perfect little seats.
Acorn cap seats. That's brilliant. So they used leaves, twigs, acorn caps, things any chipmunk could find. They didn't need anything fancy.
Not at all. It was all about using everyday things in a new, smart way.
Okay, so they have this cool bus structure, but how did it move? It didn't have an engine, right?
No engine. They needed power. So Chippy had another clever idea. They asked a team of strong beetles to help.
Beetles, like real beetles pulling the bus.
Yep, big, strong beetles. And the story says the beetles were actually proud to help. They buzzed happily, ready to pull the leafy bus.
Wow, so it was like a partnership. The beetles got to show off how strong they were, and the chipmunks got a ride.
Exactly. Everyone working together, using their special talents. The beetles were the strong engine for the bus.
So the big day arrives. They have the bus. They have the beetle power. What happened on the first ride? Was it bumpy?
The story says the chipmunks squeaked with excitement. The ride itself was instantly fun. Way better than climbing.
I bet. So it wasn't just about getting there. The journey became like an adventure.
Totally. A rolling adventure. They rolled across the forest floor, going over tiny bridges made of mushrooms.
Mushroom bridges. Cool.
And even through tunnels made out of hollow logs. It turned the trip to school into something really exciting.
That sounds amazing. Much better than being tired from climbing. But I feel like adventures sometimes have challenges.
You're right. Things were going great. But it wasn't always easy. Remember those strong beetles?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes the path got a bit steep, a bit hilly, and even the strong beetles needed a little extra push.
Ah, okay. So who helped them?
This is another great part about teamwork. Their neighbors, the squirrels, saw them struggling on the hills.
The squirrels? Did they help?
They did. They ran over and helped push the bus up the steep parts, and they even cheered them on, shouting, "Go, bus, go!"
Oh, that's fantastic. So it wasn't just the chipmunks and beetles. The whole community, like, chipped in.
Exactly. Everyone saw how great the bus was and wanted to help make it work. It shows how neighbors can support each other.
Okay, so they have beetle power. They have squirrel power for the hills. Things are looking pretty good for the chipmunk school bus.
Things were looking really good. They were about halfway to school one morning, rolling along, having fun.
Uh-oh. I sense a butt coming.
Sense correctly. Suddenly, disaster. A whole bunch of autumn leaves came fluttering down from the trees and made a giant pile right in the middle of their path.
Oh, no. A leaf roadblock. The bus couldn't get through.
Nope. Completely blocked. The story says the chipmunks groaned. They thought, oh, no, we're stuck. We won't get to school. They felt defeated.
Oh, poor chipmunks. After all that work building the bus.
But Chippy, remember Chippy?
Yeah, the clever one with the ideas.
Chippy didn't give up. Instead of groaning, Chippy shouted, hey, let's solve this together.
Ah, I like that. Not, oh no, but okay, team, let's figure this out.
Exactly. Chippy turned the big problem into a chance for everyone to work together. Teamwork time.
So how did they do it? Did everyone just start pushing leaves?
Well, this is where teamwork gets really smart. They didn't all do the same thing. They used their different skills.
Ooh, okay. Like what?
Some chipmunks, the ones maybe with the strongest teeth, started chewing through the thickest parts of the leaf pile. Nibble, nibble, nibble.
Making a path through the middle. Okay, what about the others?
Others? Maybe the stronger pushers started rolling the bigger, looser leaves out of the way, pushing them off the path.
So some chewed, some pushed, everyone doing a different job based on what they were good at.
Precisely. And then there was one extra clever chipmunk. This one had a totally new idea.
Another new idea. What was it?
This chipmunk found a really big, smooth leaf. And instead of just pushing the pile, they used the big leaf, like a little sled.
A leaf sled? No way.
Yes. They piled the fallen leaves onto the big leaf sled and then whoosh, slid them down the hill out of the way super fast.
Wow. That's like inventing a tool right on the spot. Using a leaf as a sled? That's thinking outside the box or outside the leaf pile, I guess.
Huh. Exactly. It was a super smart, quick way to move a lot of leaves easily.
So with some chewing, some rolling, and some awesome leaf sledding, did they clear the path?
They did, because they all worked together, each doing their part. They cleared that big leaf pile super quickly.
Hooray! And then...
And then they hopped back in the bus, the beetles buzzed, and they zoomed the rest of the way to school.
Did they make it on time?
Just in time. They heard the morning net bell ringing as they arrived. Success.
Phew. That was close. What a great story. So the bus wasn't just about getting to school easily.
No, it became much more. It showed how a clever idea could change everything. But also it showed how important it is to work together, especially when you hit a problem like that leaf pile.
Right. Chippy's first idea was the bus. But when they got stuck, the team's ideas, like the chewing and the leaf sled, saved the day.
Exactly. The bus was cool. But the teamwork made it unstoppable. It turned the whole thing into a rolling adventure and a problem-solving mission.
So what's the big takeaway here for everyone listening? What can we learn from these clever chipmunks?
Well, I think it shows that even if something seems really hard, like climbing a giant tree every day, or you run into a big surprise problem like a pile of leaves,
yeah.
If you get creative, use what's around you like those leaves and twigs, and most importantly, work together with your friends, you can figure it out.
Teamwork makes the dream work, as they say, even for chipmunks. And creativity helps too, thinking of new ways to do things, like a bus or a leaf sled.
Absolutely. Working together doesn't just make hard things possible.
Yeah.
It actually makes them more fun. Like that bus ride being an adventure.
That's so true. So they went from this tiring hard climb every morning.
Yeah, exhausting.
To this super fun, exciting bus ride built with cool forest stuff, powered by beetles, helped by squirrels, and saved by teamwork. That's a huge change.
It really is. It shows how working together and trying new ideas can turn something difficult into something great.
So maybe the question for all of you listening is, when you have a big hill to climb or a pile of leaves blocking your way, what cool idea can you come up with?
Right.
What everyday twig or leaf can you use in a new way? And who can you team up with to make it happen?
That's a great thought. What's your acorn cap seat? What's your leaf sled invention waiting to be discovered with your team?
Remember, just like the chipmunks, any journey, even a tricky one, can be an amazing adventure when friends work together. You can solve almost anything.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.